Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
You're welcome back now. We're going to talk about the phenomenon of forest bathing. Have you heard of this? It's become very popular in recent times. It comes out of Japan and it's here now for people whose lives are spent, as many of us are, in a building somewhere. And then you leave the building, you get onto a public transport or you're in your car and then you go into another building and you do all your emails and you don't really go outdoors as much as they did once upon a time, as we were talking about all the walking that went on in 19th century Dublin. Well, Sarah Hourigan is the founder of Nature Therapy Ireland. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's one of those names that gets me every time. Hourigan, Hourigan. I'm sorry if...
you had it right the first time. It's Hourigan, yeah.
Hourigan, okay, very good. Forest bathing is a lovely name. It sounds like it can kind of roll around in leaves and stuff like that. But please don't do that. Tell us exactly what it is.
I mean, of course. So forest bathing is a relatively new concept here in Ireland, but it's something that's been part of preventative healthcare systems all over the world since the 80s. So you mentioned it yourself. It kind of started out in Japan. The Japanese term is Shinrin-yoku, and it literally just means bathing in the forest atmosphere. So you don't need a swimsuit. You're not going to be doing any swimming. It's just about really intentionally spending time in nature with kind of a structured practice so that people can get the most from their time out in the forest.
So taking in the atmosphere, the airs, the smells, the sounds, the feel, the temperature, the wind, all of that.
Exactly. It might help for me to describe what a forest bathing walk might be like.
Oh, yeah. That'd be very handy. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you come forest bathing with me, I do it kind of in Phoenix Park, in the Comer Mountains, all over the country. So it's about a 2.5 or 3 hour group experience where it's very structured practice. We'll spend time really intentionally working our way from our really busy brains and bringing our energy kind of down into our bodies and hopefully into the forest around us. So there's lots of different things that I'd be inviting the group to do in order to achieve that. So the first part of it is to really tune in with your senses, really simple practice to connect to nature. And then throughout, I'd have lots of different invitations or little tasks for you to do in the forest before we'd come back together as a group and share a little bit about our experience. I suppose the big thing for me to share about forest bathing is that it's something that's really individual and there's something that there'd be no expectation or pressure on you at all if you were to come and try it out. But it is lovely for us to know that it is a research-based, evidence-based practice, and there's so much science showing us now that simply being in the forest, you don't have to be doing anything major, running or cycling or walking, which are also so good for our health. Just simply being there is really good for us.
So the focus is not about doing a whole load of exercise, walking as quickly as
you can. Not at all. Not at all. And that's something that's really important in my work in Nature Therapy Ireland, is I want to make the outdoors as accessible and inclusive as I possibly can. So I work with lots of different groups to do that. I work with public groups and private groups and corporates and organisations, but I also work with groups who might not normally have access to nature. So people who might be living with disabilities, people who are blind and are visually impaired, people who live in direct provision, and kids with autism spectrum disorder, and lots of different groups to try and share this practice far and wide, because I'm really passionate about the benefits of it.
And that has worked. You've got people even from direct provision to come along?
I have indeed, yeah. I've worked with different kind of bigger organisations in order to fund that, and it's been such a brilliant experience to kind of get people out into nature that they might not be able to easily access themselves.
And is the idea then that you sort of almost teach them to do this, that they can kind of go off and do this on their own then eventually?
That's exactly it. Okay. You know, I don't want to keep this practice as something that you can only do with me. As part of all of my events, I'll kind of give people information and skills and tools that they can take into their daily lives. And forest bathing and nature connected practices, the science is kind of showing us that the really sweet spot of how much time to spend outdoors every week is about 2 hours. And the lovely part of what research is showing us that is that this 2 hours can actually be split up into like little smaller chunks throughout the week, 10, 15, 20 minutes here and there. And it can also be in any green space. So I know that climbing a mountain and lying on a forest floor and swimming in the ocean is not accessible for so many people. So the lovely part of what the research is showing us is that this can be in your garden on a balcony with some plants that you tend to. It can be in a local urban park. Anywhere you have access to green space is of huge benefit to you. So yeah, why not? Like, give it a little bit of a try.
You just need to immerse yourself in outside, take out the headphones,
exactly.
ear pods, no music,
exactly.
no podcast, no phone.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know that can be hard for some of us too. And what I'm always trying to share is that this doesn't have to be this big change to your life, this really deeply immersive experience. You can start with 5 minutes here and there of just stepping off the path on your walk to work, walk into a park you might pass normally but don't usually go through. And as you said, exactly, take out the earphones and simply tune into your senses for 5 minutes. You can build on that, start from there and work your way up. And of course, I'd love for you to come try forest bathing with me too at some point.
Yeah, because I like to do a bit of hiking and I've always been looking for, you know, a bit of forest cover to walk for. But I never really thought of, you know, instead of looking for 2 hours of forest, you just stop for a bit and have a
exactly.
look around. And it feels like in Ireland we don't have very much, many places you can go where you're surrounded by
In Ireland we actually have pretty low forest coverage compared to the rest of Europe, and quite low native tree coverage.
Yeah.
Now there's amazing like rewilding and replanting projects going on all over the country, and you know there's so many different quilja forests you can have access to, and they're working really hard on making, you know, I suppose restorative forests that you can spend time in too. So it's there's work in that space, and usually in most counties you'll be able to find something. But as I said, green spaces in general, it can be a park if that's what you have access to. But as you said there, you normally go hiking. This is something that I try to integrate into lots of different things. So if you're normally a hiker and you'd go with a friend, you know yourself, it's so easy to race around the loop, listen to your boots, have a quick lunch. Maybe if you go on your own, you have your earphones in. You never actually stop to just pause for a minute in the silence, connect into the nature that's surrounding you. Even if you're a sea swimmer, you might normally be used to swimming really fast, feeling the cold, getting back out really quick. I'd invite people to just for even a minute, just float in the water and just notice what's around you with all of your different senses. And that's a really good place to start, for sure.
It's a slow and stop, is what you're saying. Because someone's saying, I love the speaker, but just call it a walk in the woods, not forest bathing.
Yeah.
They're missing the point a bit there, aren't they?
Yeah, I think, look, both have huge value. I'm not trying to say that one is better or worse than the other. I just think with forest bathing, the whole idea behind it is that it's a really intentional, structured practice for you to try and get the most out of your time in nature. But walking in the woods is hugely important too.
But it's the kind of stop and feel. And
it is. It's very much about that. It's very much about the difference between, like I said, so you go out to any park or any forest in the country today, you'll see people running and cycling. Some will be on horses with their kids on bikes, have coffees, chatting with their friends. All that's really important. But the difference between that is that they're moving through nature at speed and not slowing down to connect to it. So if you can have a little mix of the two, I think you're really doing a great job. There
you go. So walker in the woods, you're not forest bathing if you're just hammering through it. Someone says,
exactly.
Forest bathing, I do it, but I listen to audiobooks. What do you think? Says John and Bray.
Yeah, beautiful. I mean, if you can kind of connect the two, John, if you could just take out the earphones just for even 5 minutes of that experience, walk in silence through the woods as well, I think that's a lovely way to combine the two things that you might like to do and be benefiting from.
This might be a daft question, but is there good cover in the Cumbria Mountains? Are there forests there? It always looks barren.
I work kind of in the foothills of the Cumbrias, and
right.
there's beautiful land up there called Crotty's Lake. There's a beautiful lake and there's gorgeous woodland trails around there that I work from. So Phoenix Park and the woodlands of the Cumbrias are kind of two spots that I work in, but I do end up travelling all around the country to do different events and things, for sure.
You mentioned then the kind of nature therapy you're doing involves sort of stopping in the Phoenix Park, and it was about 2 hours. I'm automatically thinking, oh no, I'm on a tour guide and they're moving too slowly. I'm just thinking,
yeah,
I'm tapping my foot going, can we move along? What next?
What I have to say is most people's feedback is that they can't believe the time is up, that nature just seems to swallow up the time and we're already back at their cars before they know where they are. So what really is important about forest bathing is You'll know if you come and try it that it takes that time for us who we live in this modern fast-paced world with busy jobs, often in cities, looking at our phones, staring at screens all day. It actually takes some time to disconnect from that a little bit and to try and bring ourselves back into our bodies. So the time is kind of important if you're coming to a specific forest bathing walk and not just trying to add in some nature connection practices yourself. So yeah, I invite you to come anytime you want, give it a try, and hopefully, yeah, if you're tapping your foot, that's okay too. It's all part of the process.
I might slow down. I might calm down a small bit. So how do people do it if they want to follow you?
Yeah, so I'm at naturetherapyireland.com. That's my website, and you can check out at naturetherapyireland across social media.
naturetherapyireland.com and across social media. Sarah Horrigan, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back in a tick.
From the North Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.